Welcome to The City's Backyard with Matt Szako. The City's Backyard starts now.
We are going out to the backyard of Kentucky with this awesome band called Otis. And I've got Boone Frockett as our special guest. He's the lead singer. Boone, welcome to the backyard of New York City. How's Kentucky treating you?
Oh, Kentucky's always treating me good, Matt. It's great to be on your podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. And I can't wait to play this new song that is coming out later this week. I feel honored that I'm actually getting to break the song on the podcast, right?
Right, man. Yeah. We're thrilled to have some new music on the way, you know.
So Otis has been around for how long now? A few years or more?
Yeah, we've been around for a bit. We started in our first album came out in 2014, and then Eyes of the Sun, our second record, came out on Cleopatra Records in 2017. So yeah, we've been around a minute.
You've got a third album coming out this year, right? It's not out yet, obviously, but you're releasing the new track first.
Exactly. We're releasing a new track first with an album to follow.
So tell me, you're going to be touring. Are you going to come to the backyard of New York City at all? Are you going to come to the Northeast anytime soon?
Man, we'd love to. That's definitely in our sights. We love coming up that way. I think the last time we played New York City, we were at Rockwood Music Hall, and of all people to meet on the streets, Ben Montench was outside the club, so got to meet a heartbreaker in New York City.
Wow, one of my favorite bands of all time, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, for sure. Oh, I was in the Petty fan club. Adria Petty, Tom Petty's daughter, lives out here in the backyard of New York.
Well, man, you never know who you're going to see in New York.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, we're about an hour from New York on the train, you know, here in Connecticut. And so it's the backyard of New York City. And it is just awesome to have a guy like you on, because I am a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan. And I sort of think Otis is like, I mean, is it fair to say, if I'm going to compare you to a classic rock band, you got that Skynyrd badass type of sound?
Hey man, we welcome that comparison. You know, we love that first wave of Southern rock. We love, you know, Allman Brothers Band, Wet Willie, Marshall Tucker, obviously Skynyrd is in there. Artemis Pyle, a good buddy of ours. And we actually had some tracks through Cleopatra that were featured in his film, Street Survivors.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was going to ask you, have you seen the documentary If I Leave Here Tomorrow from Skynyrd?
I have. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Boone, even my wife, who's not a big Skynyrd fan, got into that documentary and she loved it. And she was like, wow, I had no idea that they were such badasses.
Yeah, man, they were one in a million, man. They changed the world.
For sure. Were you a fan of Ronnie Van Zant?
Absolutely, man. As far as, you know, my vocal style, I'm very, you know, influenced by, you know, obviously the early 50s Chess blues stuff, you know, soul stuff, and then, you know, the great rock and roll of the 70s. And I really love Ronnie's, you know, approach to vocals. He wasn't into vocal acrobatics. He went out there and he told his story, and you know, it's good, simple Southern music.
Do you guys practice in the woods?
Not quite in the woods, but right on the edge.
I love that. And would you consider Otis a bunch of badasses or what?
Well, that's subjective to the to what we're talking about. But yeah, man, we'll take it.
I mean, I saw some of your, you know, YouTube videos, and I consider you guys kind of badass. You know, you got that sound. I'll tell you what, why don't we play There's a Break in the Road? But before we play that tune, we need to take a quick break. And our sponsors are just going to love that we've got this cool band. Are y'all from Kentucky? You notice I said y'all.
Hey, we're already taking you over, man. You're talking like us now. Yeah, man, we're all from Kentucky. We actually all live within, you know, 30 minutes each other. So it's very much a family type band.
It's so interesting because I had on this great drummer who's mainly Neil Young's drummer. He's a session guy, but he's played with everybody. Willie Nelson, Bonnie Raitt, and he's from Kentucky. Chad Cromwell. Do you know that name?
I do. It's funny that you mentioned that, as I was just listening to that episode of the podcast earlier today, and really enjoyed hearing about his, you know, Kentucky, Tennessee roots and where all it took him in his career. A very great episode, man.
So you guys get around to Tennessee because it's quite close to Kentucky.
Oh yeah, we get to Tennessee often. There's a spot we play at least twice a year there called the Shed, and it's in Knoxville, Tennessee. And we're around the Tennessee area quite a bit.
I used to work for a racing network, and I did the voiceovers for the promos, and I was a marketing guy on the road, and it was called Speed Vision. And I have actually been to Kentucky and Tennessee because I would go to these racetracks and market the channel so that people would want to, you know, they'd bug their cable provider to get to add Speed Vision. So I have a little knowledge of Tennessee, and I did fly into, I believe, the Knoxville Airport, which is near Kentucky, right?
Yeah, not far at all, a couple of hours.
They love their racing down there.
Oh yeah, man. Tennessee, Kentucky is a fine place to have a race. You know, we got the whole racing thing started with the moonshine over here.
I was just going to say, do you have some moonshine in your trunk that you're carrying?
I might.
I'm not going to make you incriminate yourself there, Boone. But yeah, why don't we stick to the music and leave the moonshine for, you know, the real the Dukes of Hazzard. You ever watch that show?
Oh yeah, man.
I would be shocked if you said no. I mean, that was one of my favorite shows growing up. I mean, I know they made a movie about Dukes of Hazzard and Burt Reynolds was in it, but I still think the TV show was the best. Did you watch the TV show with Cooter and Boss Hogg?
Oh, yeah. Oh man, that TV show is a classic. I mean, Catherine Bach, you can't really go up from there.
Daisy Duke, that's who you're talking about for sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When they did the movie, I felt like the casting was a little bit off with Bo and Luke. I didn't find them as believable as like the real TV actors, you know?
Man, that's a tough thing to make a movie of. You know, you have all those years of getting used to those characters. It's kind of like if they made an Andy Griffith movie, you know, it would never be right.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes they should just let them be as TV shows, you know.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
All right, Boone, we'll take a break and we're going to come back and hear There's a Break in the Road from the band Otis. More coming up right after this.
Live theater is back and in your own backyard at Curtain Call. There's always something on at Curtain Call at the Sterling Farms Theater Complex, Newfield Avenue in Stamford. For half the price of a Broadway ticket, a family of four can see a show at Curtain Call. Call 203-461-6358 or go online to curtaincallinc.com. That's curtaincallinc.com.
Keeping your home or business warm and running efficiently during the cold winter months shouldn't be a challenge. Call the Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk for your free system evaluation and start saving money today. Google them for more information at The Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk.
Hey, how about a great sandwich for lunch or delicious breakfast and cappuccino? This is Sergio. Come and see me at Francesca's Cafe and Grill right here on the Post Road in Norwalk, 249 Westport Avenue. Your friend Sergio here does it all, from Italy to Norwalk to coffee and cannolis. Francesca is truly a piece of Italy right here in Hard Norwalk. Check out our great menu at francescasdeli.com.
Hello, this is Vince Santilli, CEO of Homes for the Brave, and we are so excited to be having our 8th annual comedy night featuring professional comics that are U.S. military veterans. It'll be on Friday night, April 5th at Vizzano's Four Seasons. To get your tickets, go to homestothebrave.org. That's homestothebrave.org.
We're back. You're listening to The City's Backyard.
We are in the backyard of Kentucky with the band called Otis. Boone is the lead singer, Boone Froggatt. And that is one cool name, Boone.
I know. I lucked out in the name department. People ask me all the time, you know, is that your real name? I'm like, yep, that's the one.
You didn't plan this or anything, did you?
No, I didn't plan it. It's not a stage name or anything like that. It's my real deal name.
You know, a lot of these musicians that I've had on the podcast, well-known names, there's nothing wrong with covering a song to break it, you know, especially in the music biz. It's tough business. And some of the covers, you know, as others have described it, they're like interpretations with their own spin, but some of them are better than the originals. So your song that Otis does that's coming out this month, There's a Break in the Road, that is a bluesy rock cover of a 1969 song by soul sister Betty Harris, right?
It is, man. And man, she sings the far out of it on the original recording. And it's written by Alan Toussaint, you know, legendary New Orleans songwriter, and actually features two of the Meters on the original recording. So when I finally got around to hearing this song, it blew me away. I'm like, man, this is heavy. This is great. Why haven't I heard this song? And then it kind of hit me. It's like, hey, this would be a great song to, you know, to bring some notoriety to turn people on, you know, to the original and kind of push it forward into the future. So that's a big reason why we picked the song.
Well, let's play it. The band is Otis. We're talking to Boone, the lead singer, and the song is There's a Break in the Road, the City's Backyard.
Don't you know you're bound to go down? Cause there's a break in the road. There's a break in every road. But I got mine and you got yours. There's a break in every road. You just draw me around, treat me like dirt. You don't care how much it hurt. There's a break in the road. There's a break in every road. You were the only girl to turn me on and make a bad man out of me. You made me do things I never dreamed of. Now you want to set me free. Well, I'm out in the cold, Lord, it left alone. Why you galloping with your new man? Won't you go on ahead and tell him like it is, like you ain't got a care in the world.
Oh, man. Otis definitely kills it and makes it their own on that song. And you guys recorded that in Franklin, Tennessee, huh?
We did. We went down to the Rock House studio in Franklin, Tennessee with our buddy, the amazing Kevin McKendry, who co-produced and engineered, as well as laying down some mean electric piano on that track.
I mean, this is just so ironic that I've got you guys on the podcast. I mean, you as the leader of the band, right? You know, mm-hmm. lead singer. And we were talking about Chad Cromwell. I mean, most of my podcasts are musicians or actors or comedians in the backyard of New York City. I mean, I've had on some great musicians from the Midwest and even out in LA or California. There's a lot of Disney work out there. There's a lot of animation and movies and doing studio stuff. But I just feel like Tennessee is the musical hub now of everything musically.
It is, man. Tennessee, Kentucky is such a musical melting pot. You know, we've got the bluegrass folk country thing going on. We've had that going on for a couple hundred years. And then, you know, you bring in the blues and rock and roll elements from, you know, places like Chicago, that's a little further north. And then, of course, you got the sounds of the South down in, you know, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and it all kind of meets in Kentucky and Tennessee.
So that song, Electric Piano, is in it, right?
Yeah. That's Kevin McKendry, who we recorded the song with. And man, he's played with all kinds of people. Delbert McClinton, Brian Setzer, the Kentucky Headhunters, the list goes on. Kevin's
George
played.
Thorogood.
Yep. Yeah. He's played with everybody, man. So when we got in the studio with him, we're like, you know, we've got to have him play on this song. So when we built the arrangement for the song, we actually kind of left a nice spot there for him, as you can hear toward the end of the song.
Yeah. And what was Ty Tabor? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah. Ty Tabor from King's X. He mastered the song. Of course, we're big King's X fans, and my buddy Greg Martin from the Kentucky Headhunters made that connection for me. So we got Ty involved, and he did a great job mastering the track.
Well, that is awesome. So when do you think the new album is going to come out in 2024? Do you have an idea?
Time's going to tell. We've got a couple singles and headed back to the studio. So just keep an eye on us. It's definitely happening.
That is awesome. And, you know, after I had on Chad, I had on Paul Nelson, and he was on last week. And, you know, he's a blues rocker, Grammy Award winning guy. He actually was the executive producer on this song.
Not on this song, but our previous album, Eyes of the Sun, that was on Cleopatra Records. Paul had a hand in that and helped, kind of took us under his wing and helped us out and come down and produce half the album. And, just a good buddy.
Yeah, I mean, he was Johnny Winter's right-hand guy for the most part. And he's played with, you know, guys like Eric Clapton and I think some of the Allman Brothers. So that's a good connection for you for sure. And ironically, you're following his podcast from last week, something that wasn't even planned. It's just, you know, kind of it's fate, you know? So, yeah,
the world gets smaller every day.
We do want to play another song. I got this track here called Blind Hog. We do need to take one quick break before we play it, but that's on from a previous album, right?
Yeah, that's from our 2017 release, Eyes of the Sun.
And that was the one that Paul worked on too, no?
He produced that record, and that was the main single from it. Really cool, fun song.
All right, well, let's play it when we come back right after the break.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. JV's Deli and Pizza, serving Norwalk for over 10 years, 15 Tierney Street up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
Skip the trip to the city and see Broadway actors right here in Fairfield County for a fraction of the price. Located at 509 Westport Avenue in Norwalk, Music Theater of Connecticut is your ticket to local professional theater. Get your tickets now and experience one-of-a-kind productions in our intimate, state-of-the-art Black Box Theater. For showtimes and reservations, visit our website at musictheaterofct.com or call us at 203-454-3883. Music Theater of Connecticut, where theater isn't just observed, it's experienced.
Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouth-watering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
The City's Backyard podcast is about the arts, entertainment, music, and your community. It's The City's Backyard, airing on all platforms.
We're in the backyard with the band called Otis, and Boone is checking in from Kentucky, his hometown there. What part of Kentucky?
Glasgow, Kentucky. We're from Southern Kentucky. So if you're looking at the map, we're right between Louisville, Kentucky and Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow. How cool is that? So I told you I had on Chad Cromwell from, you know, he's Neil Young's main drummer, and he's listed as like a rock drummer, an American rock drummer, but he's really also a country drummer.
Yeah, I've got to get over there and check it out, man, especially over the last couple of years. Nashville has really, really grown, and it's kind of like you were talking about in your previous podcast with Chad. It's like all the L.A. folks are kind of migrating to Nashville, and it's becoming kind of a super city for music now.
So why don't we name the guys in the band again? I know you named one of them, right?
It's myself on lead vocals and guitar, John Seeley on bass, Alex Wells on guitar, and Dale Myers on drums.
You guys are a tight-knit bunch of fellas. Were you friends growing up or what? I mean, you've been around playing these traditional instruments from a young age, piano, fiddle, guitar, just appreciating that country rock sound, like you mentioned, bluegrass and blues and folk music. So you're like a Southern rock band? Is that what you are?
Yeah, Southern rock, blues rock, rock and roll, you know, however you want to categorize it. But our musical heritage really goes back to our families. You know, my father was a honky tonk guitar player. My grandfather was a award-winning bluegrass fiddler. Dale, he has all kinds of music in his family. His dad's a guitar player. He's been on the stage since he was, you know, 10 years old. John, his folks kind of brought him up around the piano, singing spirituals. And Alex, he has our other guitar player, man. He has a really interesting musical background because his uncle is a drummer in the band Rufus Huff, which we, you know, all listen to, you know, religiously growing up, because it was just like the second coming of Cactus and Free and all these other bands that we got into. So we've all kind of had that musical imprint in our family. So it was easy for us to kind of get together and make something happen pretty quick.
You said Cactus. Is that the same Cactus we're talking about where Carmine Appice was on drums?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. One of our favorite bands, you know, the great Jim McCarty on guitar, and man, what a great band.
That is so interesting that you mentioned that, because I've had on Carmine quite a few times, and you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, he was in Vanilla Fudge, still is, you know, the original Vanilla Fudge that was on the Ed Sullivan Show. What a performance, man. Carmine did. And he was Rod Stewart's drummer back in the day. He co-wrote Do You Think I'm Sexy and Young Turks. And then, of course, he was Ozzy Osbourne's drummer, and Sharon Osbourne fired him. So I find that kind of cool that you name dropped Cactus, you know?
Oh, yeah. And, Beck Bogart and the Peace, that's one of my favorite albums as well. Another great band. I mean, if you can play with Jeff Beck, you're all right in my book.
Did you get any sort of exposure? I thought I read somewhere in the press release that one of the guys from ZZ Top and even Jeff Beck have heard your music. Am I correct on that?
That is correct. Billy F. Gibbons has been a really great friend to this band. Through a chance meeting, we were able to hand him the first copy, you know, of our first record. And, you know, we didn't push it on him. We're like, hey, man, you know, check this out. Kind of goes back to the Headhunters again. Greg Martin was there and he was like, hey, man, check this band out. So a couple weeks later, we get a call from Billy and he's, you know, he's like, you know, this band is something else. You know, I want to have my studio engineer get a hold of you guys and figure out how you got some of these sounds. And, you know, I really like it. And he gave us a really nice press quote to use. And so we did that. And later we found out, let me step back just a little bit. Sure. On our very first album, it's called Tough Times, a tribute to John Brim. Jimmy Hall played harmonica. And Jimmy Hall, of course, he's the original singer for Wet Willie. He's been the band leader for Hank Jr. for years. And he spent a lot of time on the road singing for Jeff Beck. So Jeff Beck and ZZ Top, they're touring together, and Billy comes to he comes to Jimmy Hall, and he's like, man, you gotta check this band called Otis out. And he's like, man, I know that album, I'm playing on it. So that's kind of how we found out that, you know, Billy was just out there burning copies of our first album and just handing them out to whoever would take them. And, you know, that's something that hits us pretty deep. You know, there's the ZZ Top's obviously a very influential, meaningful band to us.
Yeah. I mean, so that is cool. They're from Texas, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Texas boys.
So is it sort of like, you know, very common for Texas to mix in with Kentucky and Tennessee, all those states, you know, Alabama?
Oh, I think so, man. Yeah, they're the, you know, Texas is such a big part of you know, the Southern music movement. I mean, just you got, you know, ZZ Top and Lightning Hopkins and Fabulous Thunderbirds, Jimmy Vaughn, all that great stuff that came down from Texas definitely equates into the Southern sound.
I got a name drop, a guy that's been on the podcast. You just mentioned the Fabulous Thunderbirds and Shelly Yackus, who's a, you know, legendary mixer engineer. He's working on their new album and he's been on the podcast, but he's recorded everybody from John Lennon, the song Imagine. I think he did like four Lennon albums, Alice Cooper, wow. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. He did four albums, recorded four of their albums, and also Stevie Nicks and a whole lot more. So I want to have Shelly back on to talk about, you know, mixing the new T-Birds album. He says it's really going to be good. So, I'm so glad you brought that up, you know.
I mean, I can't wait to hear it. I'm a huge fan of the Thunderbirds, no matter, you know, what the lineup or what the era, you know, always a great band.
Well, Boone, I got to mention too that Paul Nelson, he thinks you are just an incredible singer, and you know, he likes your sound, and he just thinks you're great. So I had to mention that. And also, we have to play the song called Blind Hog, and it's spelled H-A-W-G. So it's like hog, right?
There you go. You got it. You nailed it, man.
Yeah, that's what they say when you do auditions in the acting world. You nailed it. So let's see if you nailed it with the actual song. Let's play it. It's Blind Hog. Otis is the band. It's the City's Backyard Podcast. yeah, I would say you definitely nailed it, especially I love these cold type endings, you know, killer track there. So glad that we fit that in on the show, Boone.
Oh yeah, that's a good one, man. That's kind of the one that everybody waits for at the end of the set. So we appreciate you featuring some of our previous music on the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. And so I'm just looking at your tour dates. So looking ahead to, I mean, obviously you play in Kentucky, but then you're heading out in April to Alabama and then Illinois and then Macon, Georgia. So you're hoping to expand into maybe the East and the West other than, you know, down South. I mean, obviously Illinois is the Midwest there, but, you know, maybe East and West too.
Oh yeah, man. We're going to make the rounds and see everybody. You know, we've been very fortunate to do this for a while and, you know, kind of see the world that way. Been to Europe twice, all over the United States. So looking forward to coming back and seeing everybody.
All right, Boone, this has been so much fun having you in the backyard of Kentucky. And before you go, why don't you give out the social media links and your website so people can follow you? I saw, you know, on Facebook, I think you have like 11,000 followers so far, which is definitely impressive. So what is it? TheOtisBand.com, right? That's your website?
Yep, just head to theotisband.com and you can find everything else from there. And looking forward to sharing this music and getting this single out.
For sure. Well, Boone Froggatt from the band Otis, thanks so much for dropping by the city's backyard today. This was a lot of fun, man.
Hey, my pleasure, man. Enjoyed it. And it was a blast dropping by New York City's backyard.
That puts a wrap on the city's backyard. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.